Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this month on Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about what we can do to get through to the final end of winter. Now's the time to get those seeds and start making a plan. It's a bit early to start most of them, but if you grab a calendar and count back the weeks from the last frost date, this will lay out a plan for you to start some of those seeds ahead of time. Not only will it give you a jump start on your plants and your garden for this year, but it will keep you looking forward to warmer weather. On the back of each seed envelope will give you a timeline for when to start those seeds. Some should be started 3, 4, 6, even 8 to 10 weeks ahead of final frost. That's why you need your calendar. Our final frost date here in Toronto tends to be around the middle of May, towards the end of May. We can still get cold weather up till then. By marking down on the calendar which seeds get started when, you'll ensure you don't end up missing the chance or leave some seeds too late. Once you have the seed dates on the calendar, you can figure out how many trays, how much seed mixture, and how much space you can realistically use, both inside and, once they grow, in the garden. It's always good to start a few more than you need, in case some of the seeds just don't grow. If they all grow, having a few extra plants is a good problem to have. Just ask your family, your neighbors, and your friends. You'll find those extra plants find a home pretty quickly. I even know some groups that actually share in the growing of seeds. One person will grow a bunch of peppers, and someone else grows tomatoes. Another might grow cucamelons. And then, just before planting time, everyone gets together, swaps plants, and has a full garden. It's a great way to build community, share ideas, and have a few varieties that you may not normally grow. Oftentimes, those become your favorite ones. Remember, if you find a variety of a vegetable or a flower that you particularly like, you can save your own seeds for next year. So now with your seed packs organized, your calendar started to be filled out, your 2023 gardening year has officially begun. February, early March is also the perfect time to get out in the garden and do a little bit of winter pruning. When you see a branch that's crossed, something that's damaged, or sick, you can prune for shape, you can prune for form, prune up again, anything that's crossing, anything that looks diseased, or anything damaged. Pick a nice sunny day, sharpen your succoters, and head out to the garden. But remember, look twice, even three times, and cut once. You can always take more off. Now for a quick check on your indoor plants. The extra daylight is starting to have an effect on your houseplants, and they're starting to put out some new leaves. Start to gradually increase your fertilizer. Jot it down in your calendar when you fertilize and how much. It'll help keep it all straight. Start at 25% strength, and then work your way up to 100% strength over the next month to 2 months. Choose a balanced fertilizer. I tend to stick with one that sort of improves the soil first. A healthy soil will ultimately lead to healthier plants. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.